Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a GOP House hearing today focusing on the U.S. chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan more than 3 years ago, Secretary of State Antony Blinken testifying and pushing back, saying the Biden administration inherited the deal made by the outgoing Trump administration with the Taliban to withdraw. Blinken now heading to Turkey later this week after Syrian rebels toppled the Assad regime. ABC's Britt Klinit says working to keep the region from spiraling further.
The emphasis will be on a stable transition to try and calm fears in the region of a power vacuum and the lawlessness that may ensue. We heard from Blinken's team from the State Department saying that they will head there to reiterate the United States' support for an inclusive Syrian government.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth still meeting with senators on Capitol Hill. His latest talks with Senator Susan Collins today as he tries to shore up support before his confirmation hearings. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Wisconsin farmers will soon see more raw milk testing for avian flu as national regulators attempt to halt the spread of the disease. So far, there have been no confirmed cases of the virus in the state, despite confirmed cases in neighboring Minnesota, Michigan, and Iowa. Under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new testing strategy, states like Wisconsin, which have so far been unaffected, will have the frequency of sampling decreased after several rounds. Cows must also be tested before fairs or exhibitions and interstate travel. A long-anticipated housing project officially broke ground in Duluth on Tuesday. The Incline Village project at the former Duluth Central High School site will house more than 1,300 condos, apartments, and retail shops when officially completed. A lack of affordable housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing the area as city officials look to continue growing the community. The first phase of construction on the project will see a condo building with 70 units, and officials hope to officially open it by summer of 2026. An environmental group fighting against the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project in Superior has petitioned the state Supreme Court to get involved. Clean Wisconsin and the Sierra Club filed the petition on Thursday, challenging the Public Service Commission's approval of the controversial project. The planned facility would be a nearly $1 billion gas-fired power plant, and environmental activists say the Public Service Commission did not give environmental standards enough consideration before giving the project its approvals. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks earned a trip to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic at home 114-109. The Bucks will face either the Knicks or the Hawks Saturday in the tournament. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's 1 week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A few flurries and blustery winds as they're whipping up to 30 miles per hour, blowing snow around and crashing our temperatures all throughout the day. Falling sub-zero tonight, wind chills will actually make it feel near 20 to 25 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Aaron Sommers. So you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Mattner on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Sommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it happens to be...
Where's the camel?
Where is the camel?
Come on, get out here.
Oh, jeez.
Pump day!
There we go.
Be careful of Santa's whip. It's you know.
Oh, it was gentle. It was just the right amount of force.
Okay, very good. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much to Trigvi Olson and to Pat Kreitlow for being here in hour number one. Looking ahead to the bottom of this hour, looking forward in equal anticipation to our friend, our colleague, one of the two hardest working people in civic media, in my opinion. Phil Nee in WRCL being one, the other being the great Chad Holmes of WXCO Radio in Wausau, Wisconsin. Here's a guy, Chad Holmes, who gets up, does a morning shift. He has a local talk show there in for 2 hours. And then he does other managerial things for our station up there, and then he goes out at night and he covers sometimes 5 games at once.
These two guys just can't quit.
No, they can't. It's a very talented guy. Chad's going to be along with us talking about a local issue in Wausau that, again, we hear these local issues across the state, but it's applicable to several of our communities around Wisconsin. And in Wausau, they're looking now, because of a lack of funding, primarily from lack of funding from the state, possibly, keyword possibly, closing 4 elementary schools in the Wausau School District. Chad will be along with us to discuss this and whatever else is. He'll give us a high school sports update as well. So Chad Holmes at the bottom of the hour. We have What's Worse coming up as well. And in just a moment here, going to be talking about some winning. Also, I'm going to try to sneak in a little news on the business of the NFL draft tour. Not in Green Bay, where the draft is happening, but in Eau Claire. How about that? All the way across the state, having an impact as well. So all that's coming up is going to be a big show and a big hour, I should say. And don't forget tomorrow at this time, hopefully, God willing and knock on wood, I'll be on a plane. I'll be on a plane flying out to Seattle. We're going to do the show live from Seattle with Trigvi in anticipation for the Green Bay Packers taking on the Seahawks. Our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will check in. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a huge Packer fan, will check in, and many, many more surprises. Looking forward to that. And so our old friend, Matt Flynn, is going to be here in the guest host chair for 2 hours along with Zomers. Matt Flynn, of course, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a great author. He always brings it. He's going to bring the latest information, current events, his perspective as an attorney, and your phone calls as well. Matt Flynn, direct the Town Hall Ball Show edition tomorrow from noon until 2. So looking forward to Matt being in tomorrow, and then we'll bring you the show live from Seattle. Somewhere in Seattle. We'll be sleepless in Seattle.
Well, you will be.
Yes. We're going to be, because the show out there starts at 10 in the morning.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad, no. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. But right now, Mr. Zomer, it's time once again for Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
Gets his wings.
All right.
That's right.
You know, this is the grown-up gift list, but you don't want to overdo a good thing, Zomers. We have to be diligent with being, you know.
Fair enough.
All right, very good. Darlene Love, by the way, getting it done there. I mean, good gosh. The pipes, the gift of vocal talent with that woman. I mean, incredible. Darlene Love. Now, I'm very, very concerned about something. I'm very concerned because I have not yet given the word of the hour away, and there is a leak.
Well, there are other stations. It's probably a music station that somebody was listening to.
Oh, I see. But it's showing up on our thing?
Yeah, because anybody who texts in during our show, the text goes to us.
I see. Got it. Because I'm like, I have not given the word out, and already it's appearing on the Text to Win contest. All right, here's how it goes, though. So first of all, you have to download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store. You understand? Either your iPhone or your Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. Click on that. Download less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. All right? Now you're set. Now you open the app. The first 11 stations are the news talkers across the state of Wisconsin. You click on one of those, whichever one is closest to you, your hometown station. If you don't have one, you can choose Waukesha, first one, Madison, the second one, whichever you want to do. And then you open it up. And on the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little like bubble icon, like in cartoons and whatnot. It says text. Text. Click on the text icon. It'll open it up, and now you're all set to go. Now I'm going to give you the word this hour. And then you type it in there exactly. Do not misspell it. And then hit send. And you'll be entered in. And by the way, Zomers, I'm not sure if I mentioned or not, happens to be a statewide contest.
It is. Thank you for mentioning.
Yes, it's a statewide contest. And so every hour we do this, you either get $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And hang on to your horses. This hour, we are giving away one of those beautiful overnight getaways to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your significant other, maybe just you need a night away from whomever. Maybe you want to hook up with somebody. I don't. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. But this is an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Somebody this hour is going to win that. And then everybody who participates this hour will be entered in, and in less than 2 weeks, will draw eight randomly, the computer, eight grand prize winners will be chosen at random, and they'll have the grand prize. It'll be either a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snow blower, or a set of luggage. Those are the gifts that will the grand. And somebody asked, by the way, you'll get a bounce. For those that enter, some will at least get a bounce back message saying that we received your entry. And if you click on the webpage link, you'll earn an additional entry. So it will double your chances to win. Now, this is important because people say, well, how do we know if we won? Well, here you go. Contest winners, both hourly and the grand prize winners, will be contacted by Civic Media within 5 business days. So how about that? Which, of course, does not include the weekend.
Right, right. So you might not know right away.
Right. But you will know. All right, get your texting fingers ready. The word this hour is elf. Elf. Will Ferrell starred in the blockbuster hit Elf. E as in Edward. L. F as in Frank. Elf. Very simple. Somebody texted in iguana. No.
Yeah, Michael and Waukesha's been trying to guess it.
No, it's not iguana. But wouldn't it be funny if it were? But no, the word is elf. Elf. The word is elf. E-L-F. The word is elf. And again, don't goof around, because if you type something else, the computer chooses this. They don't want any funny business here at Civic Media. There's no funny business going on. And so we as humans do not choose the winner. The computer chooses the winners hourly and the grand prize randomly. And so in order for it to choose it, it must be spelled exactly as we give it to you. So type in on the Civic Media app right now, ELF. Text ELF to the Civic Media app. E-L-F. ELF. That is the word. Somebody's going to win this hour a beautiful overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Now, Zomers and I have been there. Oh, not together, but we were there at their Christmas party a couple years ago. And it was spectacular. There was an indoor and outdoor water park, but this time of year, you got the indoor water park, so you can sit there in a beautiful heated pool or jacuzzi or whatever. And then they've got a beautiful restaurant and bar. You can watch sports. You can enjoy some great food. You get up in the morning. That breakfast buffet thing, Zomers, that was out of this world. Everything you could pop, like made to order omelets. It was great. Phil D and I sat there. Matt Flynn and I and his lovely wife, Mary, had breakfast there as well.
Mary and Mount Horeb texted in saying Chula Vista and chill.
Chula Vista and chill. Yes, Mary. That's exactly right. If you win this, you could go to have some Chula Vista and chill. Throw some Netflix in if you want. So, now somebody's getting goofy. And they typed in the word of the old NBC show, ELF. No, it's ELF. E-L-F. ELF. So there you go. Let's see. When Todd says statewide, it gets confusing. What? Well, why is it? Well, I know. Yes, Tom. L.A. Tom. I get it. All I'm doing, Tom, is doing what the attorneys tell me to do. And they stand out here because they don't think I'm going to do it. They're afraid of it. And so the attorneys tell me, I have to tell you this is a statewide contest. Don't ask me.
If you want more details, if you're wondering if you are eligible, if you go to civicmedia.us, the contest will show up right at the top banner, and you can click on that and find the terms and conditions.
And there is 25 pages of conditions. No, not really.
No, it's not that long.
But again, no one's told me, Zomers, that people outside of Wisconsin can't enter. I believe they can.
I am uncertain. I have not read the terms and conditions myself because, as I've said before, I'm not eligible.
Right. I would say enter, Tom. What are they going to do? You have Wisconsin roots. If you're listening to the program, here's the caveat. If you cannot use the gift, and who can't use $100? But this hour, for instance, if you can't use the overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, then don't enter. That's the only thing we ask.
Right.
Right. But if you can use it, then do it. ELF, E-L-F, is the word of the hour. Come back. Have a little What's Worse for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up after the bottom of the hour break, the great Chad Holmes from WXCO in Wausau. Great station. Chad talking about this very serious issue of the Wausau School District having some tough decisions to make in terms of will it keep elementary schools open? Could be four that they have to close. And how does this relate to other districts around the state? Also get Chad's take on high school sports and other matters of central Wisconsin. It's always a pleasure to talk to our colleague, Chad Holmes. We are right smack dab in the text to win contest. The word this hour to enter is ELF, E-L-F, on the Civic Media app. ELF. Somebody this hour is going to win a beautiful getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everybody gets entered in for the grand prize, the wonderful 8 grand prizes coming up in a couple of weeks. And the short answer is just enter. We read the rules. It says you have to be a legal resident of Wisconsin, but come on, who's checking? I mean, look, we talk about all this, we talk about all the time on our shows. You know, we don't think that we should be showing your papers, you know, for residency or you know, for citizenship and all that. So, I mean, what are you going to do? If you win $100, we're not going to come to your house and say, show us your birth certificate.
Tune in on Friday when we find out if the Todd Albaugh show has been canceled.
Somebody said, if you win, if you're out of state, I'll give you my address. Maybe if you're single. Here's some serious breaking news, by the way. Well, if you're a sports fan, this is big news. According to Channel 3000, the CBS affiliate here in Madison, Badger quarterback Braden Locke enters the transfer portal after saying like a week ago that he planned on being around next year. So now you got quarterback number one, Tyler Van Dyke, portal. Braden Locke, quarterback number two, portal. It's going to be a very different year for the Wisconsin Badgers next year in football, certainly. So we shall see. We have so many things to do here. Let's, Mr. Zalbers, let's get right to it. Let's do the old what's worse. Here we go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for what's worse. Your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio and around the world on the Civic Media app. I can guarantee you. As we say back home, not guarantee, I can guarantee you, you don't have to be a Wisconsin resident to enter this this bit.
You also won't win anything.
You will not win anything either. Zomers is absolutely. Now, this is a great question. especially for those of us who travel. I'm traveling out to Seattle tomorrow. So as Mike Lucas is fond of saying, timely, timely indeed. What's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? What's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us if you would like on the Civic Media app. You can text ELF, first of all, to enter the contest. The word ELF, E-L-F. And then you can also text us, what's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? Now, I guess this could be at home or when you visit relatives. This time of year, a lot of people traveling to grandma and grandpa's house, aunts, uncles, whatever. But what's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? And of course, when we go to hotels, a lot of people have a lot of feelings about the summers.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I have feelings
about it.
He
apparently is not one of them.
No, I do.
But a lot of people do have feelings.
I do. I can share my feelings.
Let's see. Tony Zimmerman watching on YouTube. What has Tony got here? He says, a firm mattress is better for my back, but a soft bed can be so comfortable. Well, there you go. That's, you know.
Yeah, I think a soft bed is worse personally because, like Tony said, I need the support for my spine, you know. I need that firm mattress. And I would rather lay on the floor than sleep in, like, a fluffy pillow that just... You sink in weird spots all over your body. And then you wake up and it hurts.
Right. I'm laughing because, and I shouldn't be laughing about this, but my mind just keeps going back to the accused. Oh, let's see. Tony Zimmerman. How important are spines, really? Well, thank you, Tony, because this gets to why I'm amused by this. And I shouldn't be. I understand. But the accused murderer in the United Healthcare case. Luigi Mangione. Now, the reports are that the poor guy had a spinal fusion surgery on his lower back. And apparently he claimed he was not able to have full on sex. And this depressed him and is part of the reason that he targeted this. I'm not making this up.
It may be part of the reason.
So if you're Luigi Mangione, what do you want? A hard bed or a soft bed?
I imagine you would need a hard bed to, you know, provide the support.
I'm sure you would. Tom in WGBW in Green Bay says a hard bed is worst. Also, Steve in Milwaukee, listening down there on WAUK, says a soft bed wrecks my back something fierce. See, I told you people have some really strong feelings on this. Depending upon how your back is built. Llama, listening on WMDX in Madison, says a hard bed is worse. Unless you Netflix and chill. So you want a soft bed when you Netflix and chill?
I don't know.
That's a whole nother what's worse. That gets into the whole grown-up gift list thing.
Yeah, that gets into a maybe off-air conversation.
That, again, that's a Pete Schwab and Nightlight conversation.
Yes, there we go.
After dark. Let's see here. WCFW, the tap up in Eau Claire. This is a listener, Travis. Thank you, Travis, for your listenership in the Chippewa Valley. A soft bed is much worse. All right. Tom. Oh, look at Tom.
In LA.
Tom in LA says therapeutic. I like it hard.
Tempur-Pedic.
Oh, Tempur-Pedic. Tempur-Pedic. I like it hard. Don't we all? Now that brings up a whole other thing. Now, my sister and her family, they've got these number beds, these dial
sleep
beds.
Number, yeah.
Yes, so you can have it both ways. You can have it hard and soft.
Honestly, if you share a bed with somebody and they don't have the same requirements as you, yeah, getting something like that or a mattress with two different sides or just sleeping in separate beds, if you can deal with that, is probably the way to go.
I don't like a super hard bed. I'll leave it at that. Come on back. We'll bring some actual news to the show. We have Chad Holmes talking about what's happening at in Wausau up at WXTO. Stay with us.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $13 million in funding for the accelerator company Generator to develop the Great Lakes economy. The funding is meant to help the company support entrepreneurs and help small businesses develop technology to improve the maritime economy. Senator Baldwin has also called on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to prioritize Great Lakes projects with Inflation Reduction Act funds. Those interested in applying for the accelerator program can do so online. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on a proposed deer management unit rule. The draft rule would allow the Department of Natural Resources to return to habitat-based deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone and parts of the Central Forest Zone. The public comment period on the proposal will be open until January 10th, and DNR officials will host a virtual public meeting on the draft rule on January 8th. Public comments can be mailed to the DNR office in Madison or submitted online. An interesting new classroom at the University of Wisconsin-Superior is almost set to begin its journey to the school. The university has developed a floating classroom to be used as a research vessel and teaching environment on Lake Superior, and it's currently getting the finishing touches at a shipyard in Louisiana. After being fully completed, the floating classroom will be sailed up to the school, and officials are expecting it to arrive sometime this spring. They say the classroom will be used for both STEM students and liberal arts students. A Rice Lake man accused of burglary at a closed sand plant near Chetek has entered a guilty plea. On Monday, 28-year-old Draven Mers pled guilty to felony burglary relating to the September 2023 theft. According to court documents, Mers and 35-year-old Lee Lefevers broke into the facility to steal wires and electrical components. Lefevers pled guilty on burglary charges earlier this year. Mers was charged with criminal damage to property, but that charge was dismissed as part of the plea deal. He's scheduled to be sentenced in February. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A few flurries and blustery winds as they're whipping up to 30 miles per hour, blowing snow around and crashing our temperatures all throughout the day. Falling sub-zero tonight, wind chills will actually make it feel near 20 to 25 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Cross drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, December 11th. Zobbers on the board. Some breaking news at this hour, important to get to here before we get to Mr. Holmes. According to CNN and multiple sources, FBI Director Christopher Wray will resign at the end of the Biden administration, according to a statement from the FBI moments ago. President-elect Donald Trump has announced that he will nominate Kashmir Patel for the role. And of course, it was Trump who nominated Chris Wray in that position, but already indicated that he does not want to continue that. Trump has based his actions to replace Wray in part on Chris Wray approving the raid on Mar-a-Lago to take possession of those sensitive and top secret documents that Trump had held in his bathroom off the ballroom at Mar-a-Lago. Again, breaking news, FBI Director Chris Wray will resign at the end of the Biden administration. According to the FBI, Donald Trump has nominated Kash Patel for the role. Civic Media and our national affiliates will continue to be on this as well, so stay tuned for updates there. We are also right in the middle of our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight stay at the beautiful resort in Wisconsin.
Chula Vista. Chula Vista.
I'm sorry. I'm doing three things at once, you understand? I'm no Chad Holmes, all right? It's the Chula Vista Resort, of which Chad has been to, by the way. Let's bring him on right now. He is the host of the wonderful Chad Holmes Show from 8 until 10 on WXCO in Wausau. If you don't live there, have no fear. Download this, the aforesaid Civic Media app. You can listen to him via the app for free on WXCO. He is one of the two hardest working people in Civic Media, along with Phil Nee. He hosts his own show. He gets up in the morning, and then at night, just for fun, he calls three or four high school events. Chad, how are you?
I was doing better until you gave me that breaking news. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know, right? It comes fast and furious sometimes.
Cash Patel is on his way.
He's on his way. Well, look, we appreciate you joining us, but you were there, I think, for the holiday party up there at beautiful Chula Vista. It's a great place.
Yeah, and actually, I had a few of the Chula Vista certificates given to me to give away on my show, and gave away a few of those. And everybody that's gone has reported back to us how wonderful it was in terms of the experience there. So it really is a cool prize, and I think that the folks that win them will truly enjoy it, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. You can be on your way to beautiful Chula Vista. All you have to do is text in the word ELF, E as in Edward, L, F as in Frank, ELF. Text ELF right now to the Civic Media app. Also, the other question we are doing, Chad, are what's worse, a hard bed or a soft bed? What's worse?
I think a soft bed.
Yeah.
I prefer a firm bed.
Yeah.
I think that there's more trouble that could be had with a soft bed than a hard bed. And holy cow.
Can you hear me? God,
I hear you now.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to my show here for a moment.
The lawyers have taken me off the air. The civic media attorneys have said, no way. Todd's messing up the contest. And for those watching on the stream, my camera has gone down.
It was so interesting. I was, it just went away, and I thought, uh-oh. I'm for the afternoon edition.
Here. All right, it's the Chad Holmes Show afternoon edition from now
I've
on.
I've gone statewide.
God love you. Anytime. Well, I'm not sure. I'm glad people can see you. At least they can hear me. Zommer is, of course, doing yeoman's work. He's on top of this.
Populated voice now.
Right. I'm just. I don't know. I'm a spirit walking the earth with no body. All right. Well, let's get to more serious things, Chad. On your program, again, 8 until 10. And what I love about this, and one of the many things I love about Civic Media, is that I believe that the most important work is being done in places like WXCO in Wausau, WRCO in Richland Center, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, where you all are on top of this, you're part of the community, and you bring this these important information facts to the local community. And one of the things that Tony Zimmerman sent out today was from the Wausonian, And this story on the Wausau School District on Monday night heard the details of a plan to close 4 elementary schools. The plan would decommission 3 schools and repurpose a 4th, and the board could act on that plan, they say, as soon as this month. Can you give us some of the details of this, Chad? Because I think it's important not just for people in the WXCO listening area, but again, as we have so many districts now who are underfunded by state funds, more and more districts are having to go to local referenda. Explain what's happening in Wausau, please.
Yeah, it's actually part of a larger process that's gone on for the last couple of years. It started off with some of the discussions about merging the two high schools. We have Wausau West and Wausau East high schools, mm-hmm. and in terms of trying to talk about some lower enrollment numbers, obviously some financial numbers that don't add up, the thought was going to merge the two high schools and also lead to some changes involved with the middle school and the junior high schools here in Wausau. And they went through a process that went very quickly, and I think the process was a main factor that was led to some of the problems. And ultimately, initially, the school board voted to merge East and West, and by next fall, we would have been back to a Wausau High School, which was the case until about 1971. Mm-hmm. But then there was a lot of backlash, and it really did get pushed from the community at large. The board came back. They voted again after a month or two and said, no, we're not going to do that. We've gone back to the Wausau East, Wausau West high schools. The junior high schools and the middle schools will remain the same as well. At this point, then they started to look at the elementary schools. And there is some major differences this process. And I remember this story basically was coming to... heating up, as I started the show and we started Civic Media. And one of the things I talked about often, it was the process. You have to have a good process to make it work. The process has been much better this time around. They had an elementary task force that's met, I believe, 9 times over the last number of months, and had 45 members. It was split 15 people that are parents of school-age children, 15 residents of Wausau that do not have school-age children, and 15 staff members, teachers and staff members, part of this group. And they have been working on this. And I think one thing to also indicate is the top criterion. There was a list of 5 different criterion. Mm-hmm. The top criterion, fiscal responsibility. And right. Sometimes I think that obviously the fiscal aspect is vitally important, but at the same time, I do think that sometimes if it's just about fiscal responsibility, that's not a great thing either. But nevertheless, this group has come together and they released this week their ideas. Mm-hmm. And to underline, it's not a case where this is a done deal at this point, but it does feel like there is a momentum about it. And you mentioned right. the fact that 4 of the elementary schools would be closing up. One thing I would note as well, though, that I mentioned this on the show yesterday, actually. I drive past one of the schools every day, basically, mm-hmm. Grant Elementary. And I've often thought it's a very cool-looking school, but it's also a very old school. Sure. And one of the ideas is that some of these schools, frankly, are just really past their prime, and there would have to be some significant either renovations or new building. So it's completely understandable, the fiscal aspect. But the idea is that there would be roughly 25-30% of the school population, elementary school students in the Wausau School District, would have to change attendance areas with this.
Right.
And there's a lot to get into.
I'm on
a monologue here, but
no, I appreciate it.
There is, I think there's a lot of good ideas here. I do mm-hmm. think that I like the way the process has gone. I don't have all the information yet. I've reached out to the school board president, Jim Boucher, who's been on my program a number of times, and he said, "Well, wait till the end of the week. This is all." Want to get some response from members of the board and members of the school administration, and then come and talk about it and talk about the next steps. But I do think there's a lot of positivity here, because ultimately, from what I have been able to gather, that the status quo is not an option. There's an interesting stat I saw in one of the stories. There's 1,100 empty desks right now within the Wausau School District in the elementary school area. And that number is going to grow. So the idea that some sort of consolidation is important, I think, is one that can be proven to the folks in Wausau. And that, of course, that's where it comes down to. There's where the problem was with the high school consolidation plan, where I don't think they got the people involved early enough and in a way that felt like they were part of the process.
Right.
But I do see some of the numbers, and I do like the fact of the makeup of this task force that gave these recommendations. So I think there's a lot of positives, though I'm not willing at this point to say, hey, I'm all for it or I'm against it at this point. But I do think there's a lot of positives in the way that this has been done compared to maybe what happened a couple of years ago.
I know, Chad, you just laid out very well the importance of civic media and our mission in each of these individual stations and as a network and being a statewide network. Because a story like this, taken, you know, quickly with journalists under tight deadlines statewide, could say, oh, look, you know, Wausau could close four schools. And a lot of hyperbole gets thrown out there. You just laid out where, look, part of it might be the fact that Republicans haven't fully funded 2/3 of state funding for local school districts, but also there are changing demographics. And to your point also that, you know, maybe some of these buildings, maybe it is a greater tax burden to repair some of these buildings than it is to simply shut them down. Could that be a burden on local families? Yeah, it could. But these are more nuanced, detailed, factual things that takes a reporter, a journalist like yourself, being there and understanding this in the community. And I appreciate you taking time to lay this out. Tony off the YouTube channel has a question for us there. And it says, in a few years, the population of Wausau grows.
If in a few years.
Oh, if in a few years the population of Wausau grows, will they be in a really tough situation? Is the lower enrollment now a temporary situation? Again, Chad, you're a native up there. What are the trends you're seeing?
Well, as part of this study, as it shows that there are 1,100 empty desks spread throughout the 13 Wausau elementary schools right now, their projections actually have that number growing to about 1,300 by the year 2027. So that has actually been part of the discussions, that the trends are that it's not going to be a case where some of those desks are going to be filled in the next few years. Actually, some of those desks are going to be further emptied in the next couple of years. I do think that the future trends are something that have definitely been looked at by this task force.
Yeah. Gonna have you come back much sooner. It's been way too long to continue to talk about this. You have about 1.5 minutes left. Give us a quick what's hot in the high school sports world in central Wisconsin.
Something last night. We had a wonderful experience last night. I was over at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Stevens Point is the number one ranked hockey team in the state right now. They came and played Wausau West, and these have been the two best teams in the Wisconsin Valley Conference for many years. It's early in the season. It's a Tuesday night. It's December, and that place was packed to the gills. Wow. I mean, it was like every seat was filled. They were standing room around the boards. It was such an energy. And it comes down to, and I was talking about this earlier this morning, we love the Pack. We love the Badgers. We love the professional college teams in our state. But boy, when you have an opportunity to be with folks from our communities, people from Stevens Point came down to Interstate 39 to be there, to see everybody for this kind of matchup, to have that energy, to have just, and then a wonderful game, a 4-3 game that went right down to the wire. I just think that sometimes we get focused on the bigness aspect of it as opposed to the micro here where we have a high school match. But I think same thing with what we do. We focus on our communities, and I thought it was a great night for the community.
Amen. I appreciate it. Well said. It's part of what makes Wisconsin great. It's what brings us together, our public schools, our communities. Chad Holmes, you can listen to him every morning from 8 until 10 on WXCO and on the Civic Media app, and you can catch him around the state doing a great job in high school sports. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you.
Thank you too, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Come on back. We'll wrap up the show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of the great stations across the statewide Civic Media Radio Network that you're listening to. A little sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who will be on the show on Friday as we're going to do the show live in beautiful Seattle ahead of the Seahawks-Packers game. Trigvi Olsen and myself, Mike Clemens, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and a cast of thousands. Well, at least a couple. Looking forward to that. Weather update as well. And then coming up after that, next hour, Maggie Dawn, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Salvia Show, which will be your next chance to win in the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Dom will have a keyword for you. I believe Dom's word is stallion. No, I'm not sure. And then Pete Schwabe from 6 until 8, great program, Nightlight. Rick Smith across America at 8. And then our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. I was driving around last night and listened to Native Roots. It's just a great program.
It is. It
makes me smile because Robert uses a lot of Native American Ho-Chunk expressions, which always makes me smile and laugh a little bit. And he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he always has a wonderful, important point. And I always learn something about Native American life, about history, about how it affects true Wisconsinites, the people who are here first. So give it a listen tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your last chance to win, a little over 6.5 minutes. You, and you're just thinking to yourself, I'm tired. I'm cold. I could use a break. But, you know, bills are piling up. Christmas is on its way. I can't do anything nice for myself. Here you go. I got you. Pick up your phone right now. Help a child. No, pick up the phone. Help yourself. And on the Apple or iPhone or the Android device, download the Civic Media app. Text the word ELF, E-L-F, ELF, right now. And you, somebody this hour, clock strikes 2 o'clock, and somebody this hour is going to win an overnight, all-expense-paid getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And you know what? They have a hot tub there. And they have an indoor heated pool. This is the gift you've been wanting to give yourself, but you didn't think you could. And it doesn't cost you a dime to enter. Text right now the word ELF, E-L-F. And you could be that person sitting in a hot tub at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. And by the way, everybody who enters is going to be eligible for one of our 8 grand prizes at the end of next week. A robot vacuum, Rosie the Robot, or whatever you want to name them. Humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, and a luggage set. Two sets of luggage. So all those great prizes. Text ELF, E-L-F, right now to the Civic Media app. What else? So tomorrow, Todd's getting on a plane and flying out there to Seattle. Matt Flynn will be in. That's right. A full 2 hours of Matt Flynn with Zommers. Matt will take your calls tomorrow, as he always does. It'll be a great show. We'll also have more Text to Win contests tomorrow with Matt and with Zommers. Looking forward to that. Then we'll be with you live from Seattle on Friday. So you're holding down the fort tomorrow, Zommers, with Matt Flynn.
Indeed, yeah. He'll be in Racine at Radio Park.
At Radio City Rocket Hall Park.
Sure.
No, it's just Radio Park. Where all the action happens, as they say.
Yeah, you know, civic media, ever-changing, ever-evolving.
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. What else we got here very quickly? Before you go, just released Wisconsin football. By the way, the breaking news earlier this hour, Braden Locke, starting quarterback for the Badgers this year, has entered the transfer portal, along with Tyler Van Dyke, who was QB number one, tore an ACL. Braden Locke moved up, I think less than a week ago. The press said, do you plan on being back? And he said, yes. Luke Fickell, head coach, hired a new offensive coordinator, Grime, from Kansas. And now both the starting QBs in the transfer portal. But they've just released the new football schedule. Here, before we go, here is your 2025 schedule for the Wisconsin Badger football team. Open at home on August 30th against Miami of Ohio. September 6th at home against Middle Tennessee. Go on the road on September 13th to Alabama, as Keith Jackson used to say, Alabama. At home against Maryland, then to Michigan on October 4th, at home against Iowa, at home against Ohio State, then at Oregon, at home against Washington, to Indiana, at home against the Berts of Illinois, the Brett Bielemas of Illinois. And we can't make Bielema's doing a better job at Illinois than Fickell is at Wisconsin, so I can't make fun of him anymore. And then go to the Flexters, the PJ Flexters, the Minnesota Golden Gophers on November 29th. That is a tough, tough schedule. And as it sits right now, there is no starting quarterback for the Badgers. What's the betting line on how long Fickell lasts next year?
I imagine a lot of people are going to make some money on that.
Probably will. All right, great show. Appreciate everybody being here. Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, Chad Holmes, Aaron Zommers doing a great job to get us back on the air. Tony Zimmerman, thanks for all the help today getting the segments for the show and the ideas. Appreciate you and all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Matt Flynn in tomorrow. We'll see you live Friday from Seattle. Take care. Keep banging on and your day will.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll have the latest on the April election for state school superintendent. The matchup isn't what a lot of folks would have expected.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Wray to resign. I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray during an internal town hall telling employees he is resigning at the end of the current administration. Wray was appointed by Donald Trump during his first presidency and remained in the role when President Biden took office. President-elect Trump has vowed to fire Wray if he was elected. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
While the FBI director still has 3 years left on his 10-year term, Christopher Wray's decision to step down upon Donald Trump's swearing in has been widely expected, especially given the president-elect's announcement that he's already chosen Wray's replacement. Wray's impending resignation is necessary for the Senate to consider Kash Patel, who's been working the halls on Capitol Hill to earn senators' support.
Sources with knowledge of Wray's remarks says he told employees he did not want to be a distraction to the important issues facing the country. Again, FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing he will resign in January. This is ABC News.
I'm James